Thanks be to God, today is the 50th day of Easter, and we celebrate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit into the hearts of all who believe. On this very day, the earth was filled with the breath of God and the fire of divine love. William Blake, the poet, wrote a poem about Pentecost. Unless the eye catch fire, God will not be seen. Unless the ear catch fire, God will not be heard. Unless the tongue catch fire, God will not be named. Unless the heart catch fire, God will not be loved. Unless the mind catch fire, God will not be known. In his book, A World to Love, George Knowles tells a story about a party of explorers who found themselves perplexed by something they found in a remote African jungle. And in a clearing, he discovered 35 carefully laid fires that had never been lit. They had the appearance of 35 little teepees with dry leaves surrounded by small dry twigs and larger pieces of wood arranged in a good Boy Scout fashion. Who built the fires? Why had not even one been lit? Well, the mystery cleared up when the explorers saw dozens of chimpanzees watching from the trees. The chimps had watched campers and copied the art of fire building, but they had no fire. Many things say the same thing is true about our church today. We've been trained in fire building, but we have no fire. The century in which most of us were born, that is the 20th century, moving on to the 21st century, showed a decline on the emphasis of the Holy Spirit. It likewise showed a steady decline in membership of many churches. As Blake tells us, it is the Holy Spirit that empowers God's work in the world. Friends, more than ever, we need the power of the Holy Spirit. Consider the enormous problems that the world faces today. Terrorism, brutality, inhumanity to humanity, economic hardships, economic environmental devastations, water shortages, famine, secularism, radical religious warfare, and an outright epidemic of fear and anxiety across the board from young, old, and in between. Do you think we can make any dent in any of these problems with only our own power? If ever we need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, it is today, 2024. Not only do we need the power of the Holy Spirit as a church, as the family of God, we need the power of the Holy Spirit in our individual lives, day after day. How do you and I live a truth of integrity in a world where personal values are crumbling and non-existent? How can we as believers keep our commitments to Christ and his way of living? How can you and I live a Christ-like life in a world that glorifies greed and materialism and selfishness? And how can any of us maintain a sense of hope and an outlook of joy in a darkened, broken, troubled, aching world? Last month, we commemorated the anniversary of one of the most famous disasters in human history. On April 14, 1912, a signal of distress pierced the dark night of the North Atlantic in all directions from the magnificent but ill-fated ship, the Titanic. And the SS Californian was the nearest ship to the scene of the accident. It would have required only 1.5 hours for the Californian to reach the Titanic as it was sinking. Still, the Californian never reached the place where the Titanic sank. True story, in the investigation of the sinking of the Titanic in Washington, D.C., the senator from Michigan, from Dowagiac, Senator William Smith, asked the commanding officer why the SS Californian didn't set sail immediately to the scene of the accident when the wireless message was sent all out. The officer shifted uncomfortably in the witness chair. Then he explained that they had feared icebergs, so they were lying motionless in the water. Even more importantly, they had extinguished their fires and had no steam even to move. So what does it say? No fire, no power, not a single soul was saved. Could that be said of you and me? We may have the format of religion, but do we live by its power? We bear the name of Christ. We are Christians. But do we have the power to bring Christ to the darkened world, at school, in the workplace, in the public, wherever we are? When I think of the Holy Spirit, I think of a follower of Jesus by the name of Teresa of Avila, who lived in the 16th century. She was a contemplative, but Teresa renewed the church because she said her prayer was that Christ has no body on earth but ours. no hands but ours. Ours are the eyes with which he is to go about doing good. Ours are the hands with which he is to bless people. The point is, it's up to you and me now. So by the gift of the Holy Spirit, you and I must become Jesus' hands. You and I must become Jesus' feet. You and I must become Jesus' eyes. And we all are called to be Jesus' heart. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, come. Come into our hearts. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your gifts, so we too, with you, renew the face of the earth.